welcome back to another episode of Professor Graham's ABCs of Debate. I'm Professor Graham, here with my pal Kevin, and today the word of the day is going to be existential, just like the dread that I fear knowing that Donkey Kong is right behind me every single day of my life. So without further ado, let's jump into it.
I'll be using existential to refer mostly to the degree of disaster that your impacts cause. Existential on face means relating to existence, or in this context, something so catastrophic that it threatened humanity's survival. This word tends to get thrown around quite a lot in debates, and you're probably wondering how or why does everyone have such a fascination with people getting wiped off the planet? The answer may surprise you. There are two very common impact strategies for both the affirmative and negative to use. The first is called the big stick impact strategy. If you have an impact, and let's use a US-China war for example, but you gest it as a conventional war fought on the ground with troops, that may be bad, but there are certainly scarier things than conventional war. Nobody is going to disagree with you that that conflict is going to be bad, but when the other team says that the fate of humanity is at stake, you've locked yourself out of the magnitude portion of impact calculus instantaneously. Think about it from your opponent's perspective. If they hear the two scenarios of a US-China conventional war or a US-China nuclear war, you're still going to answer both of these impact scenarios the same way by attempting to mitigate how bad each of those situations would be. However, in this scenario, if you lose that there's not going to be a conventional war, there's nothing left for you to fall back onto because your impact was already not as big as it could have been. But if instead you lose that nuclear war isn't existential, but a smaller nuclear conflict is still possible, that's still millions of lives saved at a minimum. In this example, it's clear that reading the larger impact means that even sustained losses throughout the round can still be round-winning arguments or scary enough threats.
Well, these types of impacts are so good, why don't you run them all the time?
Kevin, my man, your timing is killer. There's at least a couple of reasons why I think that going for existential impacts every time may be a blunder. First off, certain judges just don't want to hear it. If you're performing in front of a more lay judge, or someone that has less experience with debate, or even people with paradigms that reflect that they hate extinction impacts, maybe it's just time to readjust how scary your case is. Frequently, on smaller circuits, even just some basic smart arguments against extinction impacts being unlikely can win over a lot of favor with these kinds of judges. Likewise, they lack this echo chamber of debate where the potential strategic upside of running extinction impacts gets lost as you return to the general public because, quite frankly, they're ridiculous. Secondly, as a symptom of the first problem, extinction impacts are typically frowned upon in other events. Because of attempts to quote-unquote differentiate from policy, a lot of experienced competitors and judges who do other debate formats tend to frown upon doing their event the wrong way. It's arbitrary, it's silly, but sometimes judges will do whatever they want, and at the end of the day, it's your job to convince them to vote for you, not to hope that they'll just magically fall in love with this debating style that they've hated their entire life. And because of that, that brings us to a second cool way to run our impacts. On the affirmative, this tends to show itself in the form of, quote, soft left AFs. These tend to be affirmatives focused on solving issues usually related to things like structural violence, i.e. racism, domestic violence, poverty, refugees, climate change, etc. That's not an exhaustive list, but those are some of the more common ones. These AFs turn this extinction paradigm on its head and say that instead of prioritizing extinction level of events, which are bogus and garbage, that we should prioritize real impacts. This is usually accompanied by a framing contention. The goal here is not just to beat back your opponent's arguments by making them smaller, but rather to reduce their likelihood to 0%. So even though your impacts are small in comparison in terms of scale, the fact that you might actually do anything at all should outweigh their outlandish scenarios.
Let me guess. Because our impacts are too small.
Sharp as ever, Kevin, but there are two major problems with these kinds of structural violence impacts. Number one, they're highly susceptible to alternative cause arguments. At the end of the day, they don't really solve a substantial portion of these impacts. Even if you alleviate some poverty in some places, poverty's still gonna exist. And since you don't solve the root cause of inequality, it's likely the other team will make some sort of circumvention argument. This puts you in a really bad position because you weren't solving for much to begin with, but now even your guaranteed solvency is quite questionable. Problem number two, the negative only needs to win a very small risk of their impact to outweigh. Even if a US-China war going nuclear is quite unlikely, even if it's like a 1% chance of happening, a 1% risk of every person dying versus getting 5 people off the streets is not a gamble any person wants to make. This is why this proposition is very dangerous, because you must win that the negative's impacts are virtually non-existent. Or else you'll always lose to the old Batman versus Superman argument.
Superman has the power to wipe out the entire human race. And even if we believe there's a 1% chance that he's our enemy, we have to take it as an absolute certainty.
It seems like scuffed logic, but Batman said it, so it must be true. One last thing. This is a massive oversimplification and overgeneralization of how impacts are run. Just remember, teams are unique, judges' preferences are unique, and argument choice is whatever you think works for you. Whether it's nuclear Armageddon or just getting a few people off the streets, impacts are impacts and debate is a game. So have fun with it.
Well, Kevin, I think that just about covers everything we had for today. Anything to add?
Well, with this information, my impacts will be killer!
Killer? I hardly know her.
Hey, thanks again for watching today's episode of Professor Graham's ABCs of Debate. As always, I'm Professor Graham, and that's my pal Kevin. If you ever need any help with debate stuff at all, my email should be right up here.
So
make sure you CC your coach. I'll get back to you as soon as I possibly can with any debate tips that you might need. I'll drop that knowledge on you. Bam.